I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Le Corbusier isn't exactly a household name anymore, but architects know him well. Le Corbusier was a Swiss-born architect who had an enormous impact on 20th century design. His modernist style was lean and mean. It also influenced many city planners across America and around the world to tear down the old in favor of the new. And often that new stuff was made of ugly gray concrete, the kind nobody really likes now. Nicholas Fox Weber spent the last 9 years researching the life of Le Corbusier. His new biography is called simply Le Corbusier, A Life. Weber says Le Corbusier remains a controversial figure, but his contribution to design and architecture was fundamental.
He pioneered a form of geometric architecture, making building facades lively abstract compositions. Le Corbusier gave architects the courage to build with shapes that had never previously been considered viable for architecture.
So if Le Corbusier thought the United States was his great hope for the future, for his future, what happened?
Well, Le Corbusier decided that many places were his hope for the future. In the late 1920s, he thought that he would be able to build as he wanted in the new Soviet Union. He was extremely hopeful that he could do mass housing and great monuments in Moscow. That failed. Then he tried to build with Mussolini. That didn't come through. And then, for 2 years, he tried to build in Vichy, France. He certainly kept that largely secret for the rest of his life.
Given what some of the people that he designed for had done, Marshal Pétain, Stalin, what motivated him to work for them?
Le Corbusier only had one motive. His motive was to build. He would build for the greatest number of people under any circumstances whatsoever. It didn't matter to him what the political system or philosophy was. He knew that he was called a fascist, and he knew that he was called a communist. He really did toy with fascism a great deal. The French fascists simply liked his ideas on mass housing. Le Corbusier believed, for example, that every human being should have a required amount of physical exercise. This wasn't voluntary. This was obligatory. And that's the sort of idea that appealed to the fascists a great deal, perfecting the body.
Did he actually design for the Nazis?
He did design many forms of housing when he was in Vichy. Low-income housing and housing that was to be used by people after the destruction of war. Nothing was built. But there are many plans, including a series of buildings called the Monondans, which were intended to be built all over the world wherever war had wreaked havoc on existing buildings.
After the war, Le Corbusier designed one of his most famous buildings, the Unité d'Habitation in Marseille in southern France. And in many ways, it was his first housing project. Describe what made this building so distinctive.
It is an incredibly animated building to look at. You might at a distance think that you are seeing the world's most colorful laundry hanging out on a line. You just see these vibrant forms, which don't make particular sense unless they were towels and sheets, but in the boldest primary colors. It is standing on gigantic legs. They resemble human legs, but an entire building is standing on it. If you go to the roof, there's a child's playground that consists of freeform sculpture. There's an amphitheater. There are mosaics. There are grids. There are colorful benches. There's a wading pool. This was Le Corbusier's goal, to give people a vision of nature, to open them to the horizon.
Well, it's a particularly handsome building with these extraordinary vistas, but I'm wondering what your thoughts are about same kind of style of building in Paris. In 2005, when the riots broke out, there were a lot of people who brought architectural critiques of those low-income housing projects that kind of follow in the same tradition as Le Corbusier, and to my understanding, maybe he even designed a few of them where some of the riots occurred. What are your thoughts about that?
When the riots broke out in Paris, Le Corbusier's name was invoked all the time as one of the reasons for the sort of urbanism that was making living conditions so difficult for minority groups in France. I don't feel that I can judge the direct connection between Le Corbusier's work and the buildings in question. He only realized two apartment houses in France, one near Nantes and the one in Marseille, and they are not part of a general urban scheme. But I do think that Le Corbusier was a great designer with an absolutely terrible influence. And I'm thrilled that his last great project was not realized. Toward the very end of his life, he was asked to design a large complex of buildings where the Musée d'Orsay is today, in the old d'Orsay train station on the banks of the Seine in Paris. If that building had been built, there would be horrible shadows cast over some of the most beautiful streets of Paris. It was a horrendous idea. Le Corbusier had a lot of extremely bad ideas. I'm really very glad that some of his designs were rejected.
Nicholas Fox Weber is the author of the just published Le Corbusier, A Life. Nicholas Weber, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
You can see a slideshow of some of Le Corbusier's most famous buildings, including the low-income housing project in Marseille and his 1930s design, never realized, for the Palace of the Soviets in Moscow. All of this and more at theworld.org.